Welcome once again to our weekly quiz. Today is Friday, and as usual, you're going to answer some simple questions for us. Question one.
What proverb would you use to describe the following persons and situations? A. A proverb meaning that something you already have is better than something you might get. B. A proverb which describes a situation where people who don't know how to do something try to explain or demonstrate it to other people. C. A proverb meaning that many attractive things have no value. D. A proverb meaning there are many different routes to the same goal. E. A proverb meaning that when one is waiting for something to happen, the time taken seems longer if one is constantly thinking about it. The question again. What proverb would you use to describe the following persons and situations? A. A proverb meaning that something you already have is better than something you might get. B. A proverb which describes a situation where people who don't know how to do something try to explain or demonstrate it to other people. C. A proverb meaning that many attractive things have no value. D. A proverb meaning there are many different routes to the same goal. And E. A proverb meaning that when one is waiting for something to happen, the time taken seems longer if one is constantly thinking about it.
Question 2.
Filling the gap in each of the following incomplete sentences with the appropriate form of the word mater. A gap will be indicated with a tap like this. For example, if I say, the plants are every day, you will say, the plants are maturing every day. Now, A, they are all quite. B, she has been by new experiences. And C, he is not very. The question again. Fill in the gap in each of the following incomplete sentences with the appropriate form of the word mater. A gap will be indicated with a tap like this. For example, if I say, the plants are every day, you will say, the plants are maturing every day. A. They are all quite. B. She has been by new experiences. And C. He is not very.
Question 3.
Listen to this sentence and answer each of the questions that follows with yes or no. She reacted to the speech without emotion. Does the sentence imply A. She was passionate. B. She was impassive. C. She was passive. D. She was impassionate. And E. She was impassioned. The question again. Listen to this sentence and answer each of the questions that follows with yes or no. She reacted to the speech without emotion. Does the sentence imply A. She was passionate. B. She was impassive. C. She was passive. D. She was impassionate. And E. She was impassioned.
Question 4.
Listen to the short exchange that follows carefully and say whether the expression "that does it" is an appropriate reaction to it or not. Joe has refused to pay the bill for the second time.
That does it.
The question again. Listen to the short exchange that follows carefully and say whether the expression "that does it" is an appropriate reaction to it or not. Joe has refused to pay the bill for the second time.
That does it.
And now Ajo will repeat each question while Kofi suggests an answer to it.
Question 1. What proverb would you use to describe the following persons or situations? A. A proverb which means something you already have is better than something you might get.
A bird in hand is worth two in the bush.
B. A proverb which describes a situation where people who don't know how to do something try to explain or demonstrate it to other people.
The blind leading the blind.
C. A proverb meaning that many attractive things have no value.
All is not gold that glitters.
D. A proverb meaning there are many different routes to the same goal.
All roads lead to Rome.
And E. A proverb meaning that when one is waiting for something to happen, the time taken seems longer if one is constantly thinking about it.
A washed pot never boils.
Question 2. Fill in the gap of each of the following incomplete sentences with the appropriate form of the word "metier." A gap will be indicated with a tap like this. For example, if I say, "The plants are every day," you will say, "The plants are maturing every day." A. They are all quite...
They are all quite mature.
B. She has been... by new experiences.
She has been matured by new experiences. She is maturing from day to day.
C. He is not very...
is not very mature.
Question 3. Listen to the sentence and answer each of the questions that follows with yes or no. She reacted to the speech without emotion. Does the sentence imply A. She was passionate?
No.
B. She was impassive?
Yes.
C. She was passive?
Yes.
D. She was impassionate?
No.
E. She was impassioned?
No.
Question 4. Listen to the short exchange that follows carefully and say whether the expression
"that does it"
is an appropriate reaction or not. He has refused to pay the bill for the second time.
That does it.
This expresses an appropriate reaction to Ajo's claim. The expression "that does it" is used to show that one will not tolerate something any longer, either because he or she is disgusted, frustrated, or impatient. We should expect that when Ajo reports that
Joe has refused to pay the bill for the second time,
both Kofi and Ajo are impatient and disgusted. The expression "that does it" implies we have given Joe every chance to pay the bill. This is the final chance. He shouldn't blame anybody if we cut his electricity supply. That does it. Thank you both. I hope listeners didn't find the questions too difficult. Remember, listeners, to tune in next week. Till then, cheers, and it's goodbye from us.